views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Sutliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Sutliff.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Cup of Coffee. How are you today? I'm actually excited to kind of talk about our subject. We are actually going to be discussing how mediums are misunderstood. And I'm going to talk a lot about my industry, and I'm going to talk about how our world actually has changed because of the of mediums today and how people have basically become more comfortable in their skin about mediumship. And when I started out actually in my career, you know, and it's really like you pick to be a medium in your soul contract, I feel. It runs in families. The psychic intuition runs in families. Because really, to be honest with you, no one would actually come into this world and say, oh, raise their hand and say, I want to be a psychic medium when I grow up. They just don't do that. And you know, it's along that cycle of worlds that you, in experiences, that you finally say, okay, you know what, I'm going to accept who I am. And that's when you start to work within the energy that you've been given as a gift. And it's a very, and then, you know, you hope that you work within it within a very spiritual realm. So that information that you get for others is to a message, to be the messenger to give that information to those loved ones. And I feel that it's, you know what, important for that everyone understands actually how this whole gig works. And for some people to think, oh, you know what, this is, you know, just, you know, awesome and cool. And it is awesome and cool because I absolutely love what I do because it's work that heals people. It's work that I can help people. I can be a messenger for somebody. I can connect a past loved one to them to give them comfort. I can obviously give information as a conduit of things that I see around them or their energy to give them information to with their lives. Okay, how special is that, right? But I also feel that actually, you know what, we also still live in a vibe of a world that, you know, people think it's like this witchy poo kind of connotation of what a psychic medium is. And sure, there are that genre of psychics out there who want to play that image and want to roll with that and think that's right and that's their own choice and that's how they choose to present themselves. Me, I'm always from the perspective is that, you know what, people want normal and you better act normal because normal is what people are looking for. They don't want to go to someone who might frighten them or intimidate them or be scary to them. I mean, it's just like when you, think things pretty honestly, it's like, just like when you go to, you know, a doctor, you know what I mean? If the guy comes in, you know, with a Joker's hat on and, you know, and some bells on his shoes, you'd be like, okay, get me out of here. Right. And same difference when you pick a medium to go to or a psychic, you know what? You have to have a comfortability because then you know that the information they're going to give you is going to make you feel well. When you have a reading by anybody and you leave a reading and you feel that it wasn't right, it didn't feel right, felt kind of sketchy, you know what I mean? It made me really super sad or some of the stuff they said was so bizarre. In my book, that means you talked to a hooligan. You talked to somebody who wasn't coming from the right place. You talked to somebody who wasn't coming from the right place of energy of love to give you a proper reading. And that's the difference. And that's what we're going to talk about, how this is all, you know, the same thing of everybody being, you know, on the up and up and being from this situation so that people can actually, you know, come together with information that's right and proper. We're going to actually take some calls today, too. We actually have one person on the line right now. Alma from Connecticut is on the line, on the phone right now. And she may, Alma, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How can I help you today? We're talking about how mediums are misunderstood.
I have a follow-up question. I think I called like in July, end of June, July, and you were saying that looks like somebody's in the horizon for a relationship, and I met somebody a month ago, and I feel like it's a speed bump. I don't think we're not. He's leading me in the right direction in the sense of for my self-awareness and self-growth, but I don't know. I feel like I'm ready for the real deal versus just the shenanigans. So I don't know what else. What do you see? Yeah.
Okay. So they keep showing me the number three. So what does the number three have to do with it? You've been with him 3 months, or is it 3 months coming up, and I'm hearing you have to give it 3 months.
Okay.
So if you met him in July, we're in what, September? August, September?
September, yeah. My birthday's in December.
Okay. And I'm feeling that actually what they're showing me is actually just to play it out. He has actually some insecurities, okay? And I feel like you have to kind of dive in a bit to what's going on with him to see why it feels a little jockeyed here. I think you shortchange yourself a bit, not to give him full circle here.
Wait, what was that? I miss what you're saying.
What I'm saying to you is actually what I'm hearing is that it's important that actually you give him the opportunity to, he needs to talk more about his past to see the pattern here of what you're questioning. And that's all, I'm not going to get into extra detail with that, but I'm feeling actually you need just to kind of have like a full-hearted conversation. And I feel once you get past it, it could flow better within the relationship.
Okay.
And I feel like, you know, and I also feel, too, they're funny, your guys. They're being really funny. Like, don't judge a book by its cover. You know how you have to dive into a book to really feel it, sense it, see if it's right. You know what I mean? And I don't feel like you've given it enough opportunity. So, you know, and here's the other thing, message to you, is that, you know, Mr. White's just going to fall into your lap. You know what I mean? You have to be able to kind of work within the love energy in order to receive that. Do you understand?
I understand that. Because we had something going on last week, and I haven't heard from him, so I don't know what to do. It's just, and I know I get attached really easily, and so long story short, I erased his number. I didn't know what else to do because it was just so intense. And so instead of me, it's like it takes two to tango, and I felt like I was reaching out more than he was, and now I heard nothing from him. And I know why. I mean, I want to call him, but I can't because I don't even have his number. So it's just weird.
And that would be a predicament. Okay. I do feel I'm here. Wednesday's an important day. So tomorrow's an important day for the two of you. So I feel like there's a reconnection, whether it be through another type of social media or whatever it is. But you just have to get to the bottom of it, is what I'm hearing. So hopefully that will help you. And definitely keep me posted.
Okay, thank you so much, Kelly.
Okay, see you, Alma. Bye-bye. Again, we're going to welcome anybody's calls today for questions of, you know, any type of thing that you're looking for psychic intuition to come to you. And this is actually exactly what, you know, people used to do back in the day. We're talking actually back even in, you know, we go back way, way biblical times, you know what I mean, with psychic ability. And to when, you know, it's mentioned in the Bible and mentioned, you know, in our world and you know, anyone who can answer questions, and they would come to people to ask questions just like the Alma just did in this call. And it's good, actually, we can call into, you know, you can call in today for 1-800-930-2819 for any questions you may have of me or situations or even questions you might have about how mediums actually work and what's a real reading like with the medium. And if you want to share stories of things that maybe didn't feel so well or things that really came to be, and let's show some examples today of actually how mediumship actually works in people's lives. So that's the good thing today. So it's going to be a real hot show. We're going to talk all about this great information, and we're going to explain a lot about the mediumship role of today and kind of really what it's perceived to be. And what's out there, what's real, what's not. And, you know, I'm just the gal that's going to make it right for everybody. So I'm going to go to break, everyone, and we will come back continuing our conversation of why mediums are misunderstood.
We've got trouble. Something's just not right.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-B-INTUIT.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. And we're talking about why mediums are misunderstood today. And, you know, it's very important, actually, that everyone understand that the work of a medium is actually really kind of holy, a holy gift. It's something that you're able to give off to others. You're able to provide information. You're able to clarify information for them. And you have to remember, it's not just like, I would say, it, you know, it's just a conduit information. I'm just the messenger. So it's important that people understand that the energy is actually coming. When I do a reading for somebody, it's coming from that person I'm reading. We're connecting together. And it's really coming in from their kind of love source. It's their guides. It's their loved ones. It's the person that may have passed who wants to connect with them. And I'm just able to use my source of my, you know, energy to be able to provide that information off to them. So that's how it flows. It should always flow like that. And as I said earlier, if you've ever had a reading, and people have it, they walk out and like say, not so sure about that. And That's kind of when you know that if it wasn't right. It's like I said, when you pick a physician or you pick a obstetrician who's going to deliver your baby, it has to feel right, right? And same thing in my world, that mediums, you have to have the right feeling with someone. And usually in my world, information comes from referrals. People have seen me, heard me on my radio show, you know what I mean, read my book, you know what I mean, or, you know, people who have, you know, it comes from that sense where people will recommend you. Just like if you're a good doctor or you're a good plumber hey, how about that? We all need a good plumber on that one. And you know what? It's important that everyone also knows in this process that as a medium today has many, many different roles. We have roles of people who are psychic detectives like myself, who use their gift intuitively to help in missing persons cases. Or we have people who, you know, are medical intuitives who work in the industry of people of healing. You know, there's mediums out there who obviously read all the time, you know, consulting. But there's many, many genres of a medium today. I want to make it clear, though, that as mediums, we are not on 24/7 like some of the shows, like a TLC program portrays or other programs portray. And if you are on 24/7 like that, you will burn out like a match, like tomorrow, because your energy field can't take it. And so you got to remember, some of the things that are out there are played on for TV. And when they do that, what happens is that, you know, and it's just... You know, you'll never see me running into somebody at Costco and saying, excuse me, did your mother pass away? You know, did your father pass away? It's almost kind of funny, even like the Saturday Night Live skits that have been out there with different things. You know what? It's not real life. It's not how it works. Maybe some people choose to work that way. I don't. Because one, when you have a reading from someone, it has to be a personal experience. It has to be, you have to ask permission to use their energy to work with them. And if I, you know, would bump into somebody and want to read somebody in the Costco line, I would feel that's violating. Do you understand? Like energetically, that's violating, in my opinion. And so, you know, my thing is like, okay, I'm on when I'm reading, I'm on when I'm doing my programs, I'm on that kind of thing. But once I'm done, I got to live my life and I got to be normal mom and I got to be normal Kelly and wife and everything else. And so, you know what? Spirit can be funny, and sure, sometimes they can come in at the times when we don't want them to, or it just happens. But it also has to be that you remember there's a time and place for everything. And it's kind of misconstrued where people think that that's how it works. Because I'm going to be fully honest with you, that's not how I roll, and that's not the majority of people how it works. Because it can, to me, it's a very personal, spiritual thing when you have a reading. That's what's so important. And it's not a place where I feel that should be, you know, unless your mother was, you know, you and your mother shopped in Costco all the time and were, you know, and that was a big thing, getting the food samples or whatever. And your mother comes through because it would be something significant as evidence. Then that's kind of a cool evidence story. But otherwise than that, you know what? You just wouldn't do that because I, for one, energetically, can you imagine going to the grocery aisle? You know what I mean? And I'd be pinging off people left and right. You know what I mean? From the deli counter to, you know what I mean? The grocery aisle. So, you know what? It's putting things all in perspective that, you know, it has to be honored energy. And that's why it's important actually that you just kind of think kind of common sense with what a psychic medium does. You know, and if we keep that spin to it, then you know that it's not going to be that hocus pocus witchery thing that, you know, that gets out there with people. Really interesting, really interesting. I got a fabulous email this week, just in reference, actually, funny how spirit sends you things. It was from a reverend, and he was 73 years old, read my book, saw my website, and he was complimenting me on my work because he said how misguided he was in his work. He's retired now, and how misguided he was in his work, realizing that the power of the connection to the other side and giving the messages to others and how it's healing. And he's new to all this, accepting it, and how basically he was saying that he misjudged how this work is done and the good side of it, that it can heal people. That was profound. Like, that's what's happening with mediumship. People are realizing, because they're so intuitive and they're getting things that on their own, and they're feeling things and they're looking for signs and symbols, that this is what's so awesome. That I had another priest contact me a few weeks back, saying he used my book in his homily. And that's a big deal, because we're going against kind of the grain here, where religions talk about, oh, you know, the sacred, don't go there, devil stuff, blah, 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 is what I want to say. And, but you know what? And the good thing is that people are opening, people are realizing the importance of just using your sixth sense. And there's, by God, nothing wrong with it, because it guides us every day to help us, to keep us out of harm, you know, to guide our children, to, you know what I mean, do great business deals, to be a better person. You know what? And it's all in the perspective, I guess. So getting some perspective, we're going to run to a quick question here, and we're going to talk to Anne from North Virginia. Is she there?
Yes. Hi, Kelly. Hi, how
are
you?
Hey, Anne, how are you?
I'm good. I had a question. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. My mom has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the order that I was born quite late. And I seem to have a better relationship with her after she's passed, because I get it now, mm-hmm. the kind of person she was. And I'm trying to think if I feel that I'm supposed to help her with her depression while she was here on Earth. And I'm writing a book now about my memoirs, and I feel that that's one of my purposes here, is to deal with the depression or the unhappiness of the women in my family.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
And most of
the
emergencies.
Don't talk anymore. I just want to get what I get.
Okay.
So, anyways, what actually I'm getting actually is actually your mom is all around this book. Okay. And really interesting, before I get sent kind of messages beforehand, before I even do anything, especially when I'm going to be on for a show like this. And
yes,
I was reading actually some information on depression, on schizophrenia, on different things like that, that popped up actually. And I would never really click on something like that, but I did. Obviously, a precursor to your question and things coming up. And I really feel actually, as I'm getting this intuitively from mom here, and did she have actually some heart, throat issues going on with her?
I don't know everything. I know she had, she was taking a blood thinner, and I know she did live till she was 94. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she had any other heart issues.
Okay. I'm just feeling actually that was kind of the part of the issue of passing. Okay. And there's some swallowing issues with her too, because I can't swallow right now. Possibly that was towards her end of her years there. But I'm also mm-hmm. feeling too with this is that she's definitely around the family dynamic here. And this book is going to be really well, because actually it's going to be very healing, obviously within the intermediate of your family, but healing to others, mm-hmm. because this is generational. And there's so many people that suffer generational from depression, you know, many name an illness, right? And it can happen mm-hmm. in generation. And there's also an old aunt actually that's in your corner with us too. Who would be the aunt in spirit with her?
I had a lot of aunts. It could be the
okay.
one that just passed away this year.
Yes,
but
okay,
it
they're
could
together.
Be any
the two
of the aunts.
Together. And that's what I'm confirming. And so it's and I feel like these two, and what I want to say to you is never be afraid, and this goes out to everybody, never be afraid to ask your loved ones for help. Never be afraid to say, give me some information, give me some guidance, give me, work with me here. That's part of their job on the other side. People don't realize that. It's not like, you know, we just get dead and buried and we're done. Their souls are on the other side. They're learning, they're yearning from this type of thing. And I feel like this healing process, that's what's healing actually with the book that you're writing. And mm-hmm. and November's a big time frame for your month, whether I think it's actually going to be next November. Okay, so that's a big time frame in okay. the launch or things that are going to be coming about. But pay attention in November. And this is important to do this too. But I'm feeling actually these women who are on the other side, the aunt and your mom, actually will be catalysts actually, and you'll be just getting information. It's just going to flow. Or they're going to point you in the right direction for this, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. And I feel that actually, and definitely November. So I'm seeing a big break this November and then actually so next November. So really play next it up. November, work your magic there. You're going to do well with it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, all best. And everyone,
thank
we're going to continue talking about our work as psychic mediums and how this whole gig is sometimes misunderstood. But we're going to keep it on track right after this break, and we will be continuing our great conversation. Be back in a minute, everyone.
We've already said
to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
We've already said
so we're talking mediumship today and obviously how it can be misunderstood. And it's important that people understand kind of like the history of mediumship. And we're also going to obviously talk about, you know, how this works here in America. And obviously, you know, psychics have been around since biblical times. You know, the Egyptians used, you know, psychics. The Romans used psychics. I mean, name and king, you know, kings and queens in England and anywhere used psychics, and they were often used, obviously, to talk of war, talk of plants and you know, and obviously even decided sometimes on who would be killed if something wasn't right, which is really bad job there. But today in our America, is mediumship was actually a form of, you know, healing therapy when people believed like in spiritualism. Now, spiritualism is, you know, the connection to basically past loved ones. And it's a religion. It's a form of a religion. And it's, you know, was widely introduced into the United States in like the mid-19th century. And it gained a lot of popularity, especially because of the Civil War. And you know who practiced spiritualism was Abe Lincoln and his wife. And they would oftentimes have seances actually at the White House, and they would, you know, bring people in to connect and connect, you know, with what was going on. And you know, we've had, you know, Ronald Reagan and his wife use psychics, or I should say his wife use psychics. We can go through, you know, plenty of presidencies that have guided our country and used for, you know, services or for healing. This is actually what's interesting is that when spiritualism really hit its road here, and it's pretty popular in England, but it actually was founded here in America and then went back to England and back there you can find a spiritualist church like in every corner. We have them here. You know, I live in Massachusetts, so there's several actually in Massachusetts and around the area. And, you know, it's a very healing ceremony. They do healing in their services. And at the end of the service, what they do is someone who is a speaker who gets up to speak will often open up into the congregation and start giving messages actually from spirit to the congregation from their past loved ones. And that's kind of the end of the service. So within that, in the 19th century, you know, it was very popular actually spiritualism because in the 20th century, because during the Civil War, both the South and the North would use mediums to connect with all their sons that passed, the dead soldiers, because there were so many thousands of people dying in that time frame that, you know, the role of the medium, you know, was picked up and used actually so that these mothers and wives could connect to their past loved ones to make sure that basically they've gone to heaven, you know, is what the genre was. So then the role of spiritualism and mediumship really picked up in our country, you know, during, you know, World War I and World War II, basically for the same reasons. So the emphasis has always been like, you know, on that connection to show that their soul moves on, to show that. And today, same thing. We're always wanting to show the continuing of life. We're always wanting to show, you know what, how this work is done, how that when your loved ones come through, you can feel them, you can sense them, you can have dreams with them. And when you have those dreams and it feels so real and you don't want to get out of that dream state, believe it. It's them with you. And don't discount it and say, oh my God, I had the craziest dream. It's not crazy. They were right there with you. They connected with you. And, you know, that's the thing is that we are always so on all the time, right? In our society and who we are. And oh my gosh, think about every day what you do in just your one day. When you think about it, you like, you know, get exhausted with it. But, you know, oftentimes loved ones will come through to us in dream state because that's when we're quiet. Finally, the cell phone's turned off. Finally, you're not stuck in traffic. Finally, you're not running somebody to soccer. Finally, you're, you know what I mean? You're done with your business meeting. Finally. And when you're quiet in your sleep, is when the veil is pretty thin there and it's thin on the other side. So that's when they meld with you is the right word. I love that word, when meld, because that's what it really is. It's like they meld your energy with yours, and in doing so, they complete you with a message. That's a pretty cool thing to say. So everybody get out there and start melding and completing some messages here, because that's the best part is that we all have access to our loved ones. We all have access to their energy. And granted, boy, we'd love every day if they could just walk through the door for us, right? Just one more time. We hear that all the time. But you know what? Because they can't, and that's not a reality, but they can connect to us through signs and symbols. Perfect example. A woman was in my office this week, and she was saying to me that she was really thinking about her mother, and she was having a hard day. And she her kind of symbol that she has for her mom is a feather. So when she would see a feather, that would signify her mom to her when she'd be outside or what have you. So she had a hard day. She was really grieving a lot. She went to bed that night and found a feather on her bed. Now, okay, who can say that's not that messenger from the mom? No one would. How would a feather end up on your bed? Nah, I don't know. Not my bed. You know what I mean? Wasn't feather pillowed. Wasn't anything like that. It was an actual white feather. So that's the beauty of actually, if we pay attention and our mediumship abilities are so strong. So that's what mediumships do today. That's what you as a person as a medium, that's what you do today. That's the power of just saying, hey, you know what? I want a sign today from you, you know, whoever your past loved one is. I want to feel you, sense you. I want you to be significant to me today. And so significant that, you know what? You're going to catch me out of my crazy day and we're going to meld our energy so that I can feel you. That's why I always am a big component of it, preaching, you know, the grounding that you need to do every day. You got to meditate. You got to sit still. You got to be able to receive it so that you can feel it, sense it, so they can give it to you. You know, it's train. You know what I mean? You can't catch, you know, who'd run after a train to try to catch it? You can't. Same thing with spirit energy. They, you know what I mean? You got to wait till the platform stops so that you can get on the train, right? That's the great thing, is actually putting all that together. And that's what balances us. That's the part that is needed so that we can really capitalize on that. So mediums actually, you know what? It's important to know too, that in this process, I talked earlier about how important it is for mediums and when you have a reading by somebody that you feel comfortable. And when you do that, what happens is that today, because of all the hoopla and TV programs that are out there and different things that are happening, there are people who are running into people, believe it or not, the fallout of shows, and, you know, people who want to scam people that want to, you know, will be shopping at Macy's, let's say, and, you know, all of a sudden someone runs into them and says, oh, you have your father that passed? Well, guess what? You got a 50-50 chance of saying yes, right? And these people say yes. Oh, well, I'm a psychic medium, and I have a message for you. And for $50, I will give you a message. Are you interested in a reading? What are they doing? They're forking out $50. They're getting taken advantage of by scoundrels, by people who are playing on the fallout of the situation with everything there with the shows. So that's the part that actually is discerning to me, that all this is happening, and it's something that's so poorly, poorly done. You know what, that it doesn't make sense to actually have, you know, that people need to be aware. Just like anything in life, that you have to be aware that, you know what, people, you know, there's good and there's bad. There's good doctors, there's bad doctors. There's, you know, people who you need to have, you know, be reverenced, you know what I mean, to whether or not they're good or not. So that's the piece of the pie that really needs to be, people need to realize that, have common sense when it comes to psychic medium work. Have common sense with who you go to for a reading. Have common sense that if something doesn't feel right when you're in the sitting and sitting with somebody to have a reading, then get out of there. You know what I mean? Like, you can feel it. You know best, you know? And that's the real important part of how mediumship is. It's just like, you know what, the situations at hand when you have people who run into their ego as mediums and they overstep their boundaries with their opinions. They overstep their boundaries with what they say, that they're all that. And they're all, you know what, you know, they're the best at this, that, and the other. What happens with people like that? Guess what? I can name a bunch of them that it's happened to. They're national mediums. What happens? They get pulled. Their ego gets in the way. Their money thing gets in the way. They get pulled by the universe, where all of a sudden they don't read well anymore, or they get taken out because, you know what, they're really screwing up because of the greed. And that's the component that, you know what, that's the part that I have to fight against with things that, but it is what it is. It's all right, because, you know what, I know how I read, and I know how good people read or should read. I did a lot of training with it, so I should know from the people that I trained with around the world and having boundaries with my work. But you know what? I'm convinced that we all have the gift of intuitiveness, and it's about properly actually learning it and accepting it, and we can all be mediums. So and that's, you know, the difference of how I feel. It's a big teaching moment for all of us to understand that. And that's what's important for us, to really gather that information so that, you know what, we're not kind of like, oh, how does this work, or how do I guide my life? We're going to run to break, everybody. We're going to continue talking about why mediums are misunderstood. Feel free to call in today, and we'll talk actually in the next segment.
Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
We've already said goodbye.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. We are talking about how mediums are understood today. You know what? As I said before, and we were chatting everything up in reference to mediumship. You know, mediumship has been a part of our world forever. It has been a part of our intuition. It has been in our world. It's been in, you know, our Bibles. It's been, you know, preached to us, good, bad, and ugly, whatever you want to call it. But it's also a part of who we are. Mediumship is part of our sixth sense. It's part of our intuition. It's part of our listening tools, of listening to our loved ones when they pass. Because let me tell you, you don't need a medium to, I'm probably one of the mediums who will ever say that. You don't need a medium actually to get a message. You just need to pay attention. You need to listen. hence the title of my book, Listen Up, The Other Side Is Talking. You need to listen to how your intuition works. You need to get it. We are in times that are changing, turmoil times of our world, things that are shifting. And, you know, we need to pay attention. We need to trust our sixth sense. And it's not hard. It's pretty simple. It's, you know, it's funny. It's like, in some ways in our society, I feel that we're I know we're re-evolving, but I feel like we're going backwards in a good way. I'm feeling back, okay, think about it. I feel that, okay, in one part of America, when we had, you know, we're at war in our country, right, with the North and the South, and we have families in droves going to mediums, going to, you know, our own president at the time, Abe Lincoln, was having seances at his house. He was having, or at his house, at the White House. He was having seances. He was having, you know, believed in spiritualism and the connection of the other side. That guy was a total medium psychic in his world and in his time when you look at his history. And you have this. And then we, like, lose it for the next, you know, 100 years or, you know, how many years that is, I can't think. But we lose it, right, as a society. All of a sudden we get this crazy dogma that it doesn't matter anymore, it's not us, blah, 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 oh, this is crazy. You know, that's evil, it goes against the churches, what, you know, against the Bible, whatever you want to call it. And I feel like we're regrouping again. We're realizing, actually, that we as a society can get it. We've gotten it. It's like coming back full circle again, that people are trusting their intuition, that they had to believe faith and trust that actually, you know, their loved ones would actually be a part of their world again. They had to believe that. Finally, we're getting it. Finally, we're getting that, you know what, we're a higher element of society, of energy, so that we're coming full circle, that we actually trust our intuition to connect in with our loved ones. Sure, I can sure as heck do a better link, right, because I've practiced it for the last 15 years and know my boundaries with it and work within it. But I also feel that actually if we as a society are feeling this and we're in kind of some stressful times, think back into the Civil War, you know, how stressful could that be? And then you look at where things are with the ISIS contract, you know, things that are going on with ISIS, going on things with threats to our country, going on things, you know, with that, all that genre that needs to be kicked out of the, you know, kicked out of the, to the moon. And hopefully, it will happen, but, you know, I feel that it will happen, it's happening. But I feel when you look at this, it's like, okay, anytime we are threatened, anytime we are threatened physically, mentally, as a society, as in America, intuition just goes up. It feels us. It our antennas go up so that we actually are able to become part of actually the placement of the betterment of who we are, what we are. And that's when intuition brings us our gifts. But we have to, like I said, be quiet so that we can hear it. We can practice it. We can be within it. We can trust it. It's so simple. It's just like, you know, when I taught my children, you know, pay attention, give me a sign, give me a symbol. I'm thinking of a number. What is that number? You know, start off early on. I'm thinking of a color. What's the color? Practice your mind. You know what I mean? Use it. You know, follow your instinct to say, okay, today I'm away commuting to work. I think I'm going to, what road am I going to take? That first thought that comes into your head, take it. There's a reason for it. You know, my first thought of, you know, if I'm supposed to do this or go someplace, you know what, especially college kids, especially high school kids, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? Use your intuition. I talk about a lot of this in my book on how important it is to actually trust your intuition. I talk about stories in my book when there was a young, as an example, I was at Western University where I went to school in Michigan, in Kalamazoo, and one day I was going to go running at the track, and that day, it was on a Sunday, and that day as I heard my voice, don't go, like it shouted at me. And so I trusted it. I didn't go. Well, sure enough, that same day, same timing, there was a young girl, Julie Cunningham, who was went to the track to go run, and she was found, unfortunately, raped and murdered underneath the bleachers. And we did but I listened that day because it easily could have been me. And that's the part that we need to show intuition to people. We need to trust it. We need to be show our mediumship and how this all works, our psychic ability. When that happened, we did a program actually called Take Back the Night, which is a worldwide program on violence against women. And you walk in the streets by candlelight and you take back violence. And there has since been, you know, scholarship after scholarship from this young girl who's from Pittsburgh, Michigan, and has garnered actually this fabulous, you know, she's by unfortunate death, she's provided education for many, many people and in honor of a scholarship. And that guy actually, you know, got caught and went to prison and is there forever. And in reference with all that is how many times do we see in the news? You know what? There's someone missing right now from the University of Virginia right now who's missing, a young girl, and they're searching for her. You know what? I'm tired of the missing. I'm tired of people not using their intuition so that they keep safe. And that's a big component. That's our psychic ability. That's our mediumship ability that we all have. We've all been given this gift. Obviously, you know, I raised my hand for my soul contract here while I'm here to say, hey, I really want to amp this up and be a useful tool with my work, which I love what I do, no doubt about it. But it's also what I say to everyone is that mediumship is our right. It's like having, you know, our best friend tell us advice. And this is the same thing. And as mediums, it's important that we understand that, that it's not just, oh my God, who am I going to be in love with? Who am I going to be, you know, what's going to, you know, is there a guy for me? Is there a girl for me? You know, that kind of thing, where you need to understand that actually if you just trusted your instinct and followed your gut instinct, that's your intuition. A medium doesn't have to give that to you. You have it in your own genre. You have it in your own mind. And again, it's about melding the information, melding your energy, melding the information that, you know, comes from above, comes from your loved ones, comes from that energy, brings it down to you, like, you know, just pouring into you, and whatever your hunches, whatever your instinct tells you. And we all know when we've gone against those hunches, don't we? Oh boy. You know what? It can knock you for a loop when you're not paying attention. I had someone call me today actually and tell me they were, had a dream last night and were going on to, the dream was that they were getting into a car accident. Sure enough, guess what happens this morning? Got into a car accident. Wasn't paying attention. Well, that was her intuition realizing at the moment that, hey, you know what? I need to pay, you know, it was giving her a heads up, right? Well, and what I shared with her is the most important thing you should have done is this morning when you're driving to work, you know what? Really pay attention because it was giving you the heads up that you were going to occur from an accident. And it was actually her fault because she hit somebody from behind. So again, that's the stuff. That's spirit giving you information. That's you being intuitive enough to get the information. But then you got to step back and put your common sense hat on and say, okay, I've been given this. How am I going to use it? What am I going to do with it? So next time, I bet you if she ever has that dream again, what's going to happen? Or she's going to, you know, follow through and be, you know, careful in how she drives or be careful on you know, being aware. Just like when, you know, everyone, you know, with college kids, everybody always stayed together. Don't ever leave separate. It's just like when we taught everybody when you were little kids, always have a buddy, the buddy system. There's good reason for that because then you got two people's intuition hopefully being working in common sense because, you know what, you know, and that's the key so that we can all stay safe. So just like back in the day when psychics were used actually to predict war or to give strategy, we do it too. Our strategy is actually, you know, in our lifestyle so that we keep safe, right? So that we think smart, so that we can have abundance financially, so that we can have abundance in relationships, so we can have, you know, what our soul is deserving. And we're all deserving. It's just a matter of actually putting everything into place so that we can actually come together actually and use our intuition so that it works for us, because there's nothing better when your intuition works for you, because it's all about you. How about that? That's a really neat concept, right? Intuition is all about you. It's not about anybody else. Nobody else can influence it. No one else has a piece of it. No one else can, you know, drag you down into something. Your intuition is about you, and that's all. And that's what is fabulous within the world that intuition of the world that we live in. It's that we forget that. So we get to, that's why I love that everyone tunes into my program and that I get to do the show, that I get to be the reminder to everybody of why mediumship is so important and taking on that role and where it goes with our world.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week! Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.